Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
Alleluia.
Alleluia.
You children missed your cues. Have you ever stood on a threshold debating whether to move forward, to stay put, or to retreat? You know, the threshold is kind of, you know, it's an in-between place. A place between what is and what can be. It's a place that's filled with excitement and anxiety and possibility and the unknown, the threshold. There's an author, Anne Lamott. And Anne Lamott wrote a book called Traveling Mercies. And she describes herself as self-loathing. She was broke. She had alcohol and drug addiction. She was unmarried. And she was pregnant. She lived in Oakland, California, and her whole life is on the threshold. In the book Traveling Mercies, she describes her journey from this mess to a fully faith-filled life. She talks about living in Oakland and being near a Presbyterian church, St. Andrew's. And every week she would hear the music in that church. It was an African-American church. So the music was vibrant. And she would find herself listening, perhaps from way over here. And eventually she would climb the steps to the entrance and stand on the threshold. And she would wonder in that place, would they accept me? Would they be churchy people and judge me? Would I fit in? How would I fit in? What does Presbyterian mean? And every week she would go to that threshold, she would go down, go about her life during the week, and then when she would hear the music, the singing on a Sunday, she would climb the threshold again. In our gospel today, these disciples and the people after Jesus rose, they were on the threshold. They were in between a place of hope and possibility and belief beyond belief. We know that this resurrection story is a tough one. And they had to decide, were they going to move forward and carry the mission forward? Or were they going to retreat to safety and their comfortable lives, because they were comfortable people? Let's think about it. Jesus' closest companions and his disciples watched. Luke says they watched the crucifixion from a safe distance. They were on the threshold. When Pilate gave the crowd a choice between Jesus and Barabbas, the disciples lost their voices. A quiet threshold, to speak or not to speak. And we know they didn't speak. They stood on the threshold too when it became time to claim Jesus' body, which was a very important Jewish tradition. They didn't come forward. They watched or retreated. It was Joseph of Arimathea who came forward to claim the body. In this story of Luke, the main characters are the women who remain through Jesus' final moments so they could see, they wanted to know where that body was laid so that they could bless and soothe this dead body with spices and Aramaic oils, which was their custom. So they go to the tomb and they find it empty. And they're greeted by these two dazzling men, and I love this dazzling. I just wonder, was it sequin? I mean, they were dazzling men, you know, like rock stars. These dazzling men who say, "Why are you looking for the living among the dead?" And we could hear that perhaps in our own, applied to our own lives day after day. Why are we looking for the living among the dead? They say to the women, "Remember." Now, the Greek word that Luke uses for remember gives us no wiggle room. It is a definite remember. It's not, you know, you could really remember. Luke says it's remember. That's the way it is in Greek. There's all different forms, which gives us different nuances. Now, I wondered as I was reading this text, if someone whom I loved deeply died, and I was invited or commanded in that tone to remember, what would I remember? Well, I know that I would remember their smile. I would remember their hands. I would remember their touch. I would remember how loved and accepted I would feel in their presence. I'd remember times we had together, and I'd remember wonderful moments in their lives. The women at that tomb would have remembered like that, I think. They would have remembered, of course, the suffering, the passion, that lifeless body of their friend. But they would have remembered how Jesus made them feel like loved children of God when the culture around them treated them like nobody. They would have remembered sitting down and having fun with him at meals when they were often not invited to sit at table. They would have remembered his tenderness toward children, how he held them, how he used them to express love, how he used them to say, "Be like these kids," with their innocence and their openness. They would have remembered how he healed Jairus' daughter. And perhaps they would have remembered the twinkle in his eye when he said a story, when he told them a story, maybe the prodigal son or the Good Samaritan. When he told a story to the crowds and the crowds got it. All of this goes through their mind as they're told to remember, and they run to the disciples to share the good news. The literal translation of the response that they received was that the disciples thought that these women were out of their minds. They were nuts. That was the response. But for some reason, Luke leaves, and he goes to the tomb, and he sees he sees the burial linens, and he goes home. He goes home. So maybe to reflect, maybe to remember, maybe to cry, we don't know. But we get the sense that in this story of Luke, there's a lot of confusion mixed with celebration. This gospel begins with the words, "on the same day." And after the resurrection story, there's another, "on the same day." as Luke tells the story of the two disciples on the road to Emmaus, and they recognize Jesus by the breaking of the bread. And then Luke goes on the same day, when Jesus appears and says, peace. And then it goes on, and it's still the same day, really, when Jesus ascends into heaven. So we have, this is one big resurrection story. Layer upon layer upon layer upon layer. And what do we learn? We learn that God's time is always now. Wow. I mean, that's a real alleluia. You know, God's time is always now. The children, alleluia. Thank you. God's time is always now. That means that right now, Jesus has risen from the dead. He goes to Emmaus. He says peace. He ascends to the Father. He's in God's love. And each of your stories is there. Each of your stories is there with Jesus. Wow. So these people on the threshold that we spoke about, what happens? Well, the women see the empty tomb and they believe. Peter sees the clothes and listens to the women and he believes. The two disciples sit down at a table and Jesus breaks the bread and shares with them and they believe. And others would see the same thing and not believe. So I think you and I, are at times each of these people. You know, and Luke does it for a reason, so that we can enter the story. He could have made this story very simple. He could have said, the women, Peter and the disciples, went to the tomb, found it empty, saw the clothes folded, and they believed. But no, he leaves room for us. For us to find our own way into hope. Now, what about Miss Lamott here, Anne Lamott, whom we left standing in the doorway? Well, in her book, she describes her own personal resurrection. This is what she writes. Eventually, a few months after I started coming, I took a seat in one of the folding chairs off by myself. Then the singing enveloped me. It was furry and resonant, coming from everyone's very heart. There was no sense of performance or judgment, only that the music was breath and food. Something inside me that was stiff and rotting would feel soft and tender. Somehow the music wore down all the boundaries and distinctions that kept me so isolated. Sitting there, standing with them to sing, sometimes so shaky and sick that I felt like I might tip over. I felt bigger than myself, like I was being taken care of, like I was being trickled into coming back to life. That's a real alleluia resurrection story. Good. The seeds of hope are sown in many ways. For some in memories, for others maybe it's community. Some of you had a deep personal encounter with God. And maybe for some of you the seeds feel dormant this Easter. Maybe that's why you're here today. You've come to see and hear the story of the death of death. Once again, you've come to share, to store up energy, to leave whatever threshold you're on, the one holding you back. You've come to hear that Jesus is really risen, unimaginably so, because he is now in God's sphere and not in history. To hear about a God whose love does not abandon people to suffering and death. to hear about a God who in the end will always bear them up. To be assured, reassured that Jesus' resurrection is your resurrection. We live in the hope of an ultimate destiny within God's love. To give meaning to your life, the horizon of resurrection makes each and every one of your lives important, meaningful, and sacred. And like Miss Lamott, the disciples, and even the women, you are being invited to leave. To leave what's keeping you on that threshold. The old dreams, the regrets, the disappointments, the past relationships, the fear, the cynicism, the hurt, the callousness, the anger, whatever is fixing you on that threshold, you are being invited to grasp hope, knowing in your heart the presence of a risen Jesus who is on your horizon, and that risen Jesus is truly with us. Thank God you're here. Jesus is alive. Alleluia.